the outrageous death of Antonina Jefferson and pretty much how this is a reflection of terrible police officers in cities as a result of the activists, which Stacy reported the family is now going to. I'm sure they'll make the situation that much better. Then bottom of the hour, this is the headline. Now, if you didn't have somebody like me, Rick Barrett of the Barrett Brief, to guide you through, I am your Sherpa through this nonsense. If you did not have me to guide you through this, what would you actually think? Trump shoots journalists and rival politicians in fake church video shown to supporters at his Florida resort. What the hell kind of headline is that? President Trump did not actually shoot anybody. Do you hear the headline? Based on that, you would think that President Trump was sitting out like he was taking target practice out of Air Force One. But no, I will break it down to you, and I will tell you why it is not what it seems. And then top of the third hour, significant digits, Karen Cahoe and her significant digits, as well as Pew Research Center, with a very interesting fact tank on who works and who doesn't on Columbus Day, right? And then this BS nonsense of Indigenous Peoples Day. So do we celebrate the murderous tendencies of the Indigenous people? Are we supposed to cut off our rivals' scalps? It's Indigenous People Day! I'm getting you a haircut! Like, what do you want, man? Or like, I'm coming to take your land, because that's what Indigenous people do. We conquer each other's lands and kill and take... we kill and take everybody. But, I mean, it's just ridiculous. But, yeah, let's see. So, there's actually there's a really high number of people that will get today off. And then the rest of you people, who are a bunch of losers, you will, you have to work. I say that, even though, I'm like, wait a minute, you're working too. Yeah, yeah. And then I'll actually tell you about the states that have renamed Columbus Day to honor the beautiful, peaceful, amazing Indigenous people, which I remember I was working at Tarrant County College. I had the professor there who was as lib as you could get, and he admitted it. That's why I liked him. He's like, I'm the crazy hippie liberal that your parents don't like. But even he was like, the story that people talk about how the natives were just the greatest people in the world. Yeah. That's not true. But yeah, there's actually some very interesting states that have renamed. Actually, they're really not. I'm saying they are. They're really not. It's so stupid how we have to do these things. As a first degree Knight of Columbus, I will act all Loretta E and say, hey, Don't you mess with Christopher Columbus's day, man. Because pretty much the entire course of modern Western history would not have taken place without Christopher Columbus. So shut up and sit down. 844-527-8723. Yeah. Yeah, I get it to the person in the chat room. Texas, I would, if I was a public teacher, I'd be working anyway, so I wouldn't have gotten it off either way. So I just find it hysterical when people are like, oh, it's Columbus Day, take the day off. I mean, there's a holiday every single day of the year. It's just selectively, when do you want to take the day off and when do you not? So, and then in box office news, Joker repeats at numbers one. Adam's Family comes in solid second place, and Gemini Man falls on its face. Super hot. I mean, this movie is absolutely going to get drubbed out. But if you want to find out how good it really is, go to the Acting All Crusadery blog, and you can check out my review of the Gemini Man, the Rising Gemini Man, which you will find at the Acting All Crusadery blog, where I drop my movie reviews every week on Thursday night or Friday morning, probably more off Friday morning. The Joker one, I just had to get out there because everybody and their mother was spoiling that film. So I had to get that one out as soon as possible. But look for my movie reviews, Barrett Brief movie reviews, every Friday morning if you feel like going to see a film. I'll give you the real determination whether you should spend your money or not. Speaking of spending money, Apple drops 3 times the amount of money that the Gemini Man made this weekend to get A Christmas Carol, quote-unquote, featuring Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. So I'm sure it's going to really focus on the true meaning of Christmas.